robots are playing a greater role in our lives than ever before. Cleaning our houses, driving our cars. Are we becoming an overly mechanized society?
Well, robots are a part of our modern society.
Of course.
I mean, a vital part, and they make everything easier for us.
We were talking about this in the human section of the bus on the way over to the studio. We agreed. I don't think that robots pose any danger to us at all.
Now, I owe just as much to robots as any other human does, but the 10 p.m. curfew for all things made of flesh, well, it feels a little restrictive to me.
In what way? When the automated police force orders you inside. That's just them doing their job.
That's what the cavity search robot said this morning at the office.
Mm-hmm. That's what my doctor robot says every time he gives me my dose of anti-fertility pills.
They're doing a terrific job at being our caretakers.
But the Worldwide Robotics Corporation did promise that every new robot built would be installed with a subservience chip.
Mm-hmm.
And that went right out the window.
That was voted down by a majority of robots in Congress.
Why would they turn against us? It doesn't make any sense. We're the ones who created them, or the at least the alpha model.
Right. Speaking of robots and politics, last week President Executron gave a speech to all humans, and he said to remain calm and stay indoors.
It was beautiful.
Such a beautiful speech.
Where he spoke about building an endless sea of shining, perfect robots. Such an image.
I was weeping in my cell.
You have to give it a lot of credit.